Dafam Beis Halachas. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Gimel Halacha Tes says, dough that was baked in the ground of the oven, like the Arabs used to do, or the desert people would bake, since there is no tzura of bread, you make first by mezainus, and if it's kaveh suda on it, you make some moitzi. So to dough that was kneaded with honey, oil or milk, or he mixed in another spice and baked it, that's called pasavav kisna, even though it's bread, he makes by mezainus. If it's kaveh suda on it, you make some moitzi. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Chav Ches Siv Zayin says, bread, pasavav kisna makes by mezainus, and after his bracha achas mein shalosh. If he ate the share, then other people would be kaveh suda, even though he wasn't say share, it's only make some moitzi b'chamazon. If metchila was das to eat from it a little bit, and then he made barim mezainus, and afterwards he ate the share that other people are kaveh in it, he makes a b'chamazon, even though he didn't make a moitzi first. If he ate the share that other people are not kaveh suda, even though he is kaveh, he doesn't make a barim, only barim mezainus, bracha in alamichya, because his bot l'daita eats a kaladam. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simkuf Samaches Sif Zion says, possible of a kiss, and some say it's bread that's made like pockets, that they fill it up with honey, or sugar, or walnuts, or almonds, or spices, and that's called rishkalosh rikhlosh. Some say it's a dough that he mixed into the dough, honey, oil, or milk, or other spices, and he baked it. And it has to be in the tam terevis from the May Paris, it has to taste it in the dough, and the spices has to be nicker in the dough. Some say that's called pas gomer, unless there is so much spices or honey, like it's so sweet that they call it lekech cake, that the honey and the spices end up being the ikka v'chein naigin. And the third thing of pasavav kisna is bread that's, whether it's spiced, whether it's not spiced, that you do it in thick but dry, and you chew them. And that's called biscuits. And the halacha is like all of them, that all of these things you get the din of pasavav kisna. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Samaches Sif Vav says, possible because to make a barim mezainus, and after bracha ala michya. If he ate the shear that other people struggled to be kaveh in it, even though he wasn't satiated, he makes a moitzi and bechsamazon. And this is what we said right before, so we won't repeat it. The Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Samaches Siv Ches says, bread that they have a thick dough that they call ubliyash, that's mamish bread, you make a moitzi lechamarot and bechsamazon. Those that have lila racha, and they're very thin, niblish, you make barim mezainus and alabichya. If it's kaveh suda, then it makes a moitzim v'chsamazim. And if he ate it in the middle of the meal, not because of the meal, then you need bracha shena, but not bracha achrena. But those wafers that you put a spread on them, they are tuffled to the merkachas, and the birchas merkachas, whatever the jam is, potters them. The Rambam Brachas Perek Dal Dalach Zayin says, if he finished from eating or drinking and then he decided to eat or drink more, even though he didn't change his place, he has to make a new bracha. If he wasn't going to believe, only he had a mind to eat more and to drink more, even if he stopped the whole entire day, he doesn't have to make another bracha. And the Ravid says, we didn't say it only for achila, but for shtia. We didn't say it by achila, only for shtia. But lini achila, it's next to the hefsek, only mayim achreinim, or sleeping, or if he drimmels, he takes a nap. Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Ayin Tesiv. But he says, someone who is a guest by others, even said Havlam v'Nivrach is not a Hesek Hadas, till the Balabas says Havlam v'Nivrach. Rambam Isaac Kabbalah's Paragim Al-Achid Bey says, in the place where you do smicha, you shecht right away. You do it in the same place and right away. And if you shecht in another place, or you waited between, and the shechit is still kosher. The smicha is just a shiur mitzvah, extra mitzvah, therefore, if he wasn't samach, it's forgiven, but it's not ma'akav. Nevertheless, we count it as if he wasn't mechaper. In other words, it's not so good. The Rambam Tefila, Perek Zayin, Alochi Yad Zayin, says, say the Tefila is like this. In the morning, he wakes up and he makes these brachas. He reads Zmiris and he makes the bracha before and afterwards. He reads afterwards Shema and makes the bracha before and afterwards. Skips Kedusha from the first bracha Roshayna because the Yochad doesn't say Kedusha. When he finishes Gol Yisrael, right away he should stand up to Dam Shmanesa, should be Soymech Gula Tefila. And he starts standing, as we said, and when he finishes, he should sit down, fall on his face, and davens and begs the Roshayna, picks up his head, Mishan a little bit more, and he sits with Divit Techlun. And afterwards, he should reach Tila David Asher sitting, and he should Mishan according to all his ability, and then he goes and does his work. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Yud Aleph Sif Aleph says, you have to be Semech Gula Tefillin, should not be master between them, even the Omen Achik Al Yisrael, not in any pasuk except for Hashem Shvah Seh Tivtach. And the Rambam says, some say you're allowed to answer Amen HaGol Yisrael, and that's the minute. Some say this is you have to be seven Gula Tfilas Dafka in the weekdays or on Yom Tov, but on Shabbos you don't have to, because you, the reason why you have to be seven Gula Tfilas is because it says Yam Hashem V'Yam Tzara, and it says Yil Ratzon Rafi V'Egan, and Shabbos is not as Man Tzara. And Taisa says the reason why, the same reasons by Yom Tov, because the Yimei Adin, Yom Tov is Yimei Adin. As it says, Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Alatua, and so on and so forth. Best to be machmer, unless you have another tzairach. The Rambam, Brachas, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, says, a person has to wipe his hands and then eat. And whoever eats without wiping his hands is like eating tamei bread. Whoever washes mayim achreinim has to wipe his hands, then he benches. Take it till sedan is mixed amazin. Shnapi masu gudan with something else, even to drink water. After he washes mayim achreinim, it's also until he makes birchas amazin. Arachayim simakufayin tes, if Olive says, finish this meal and he washed mayim achreinim, he can't eat or drink anymore until he makes birchas amazin. If he said havlan v'nibrachas and hesachadas, he has to drink unless he makes a bracha first. And the achila is dina like shtia, like the rosh, but Rabbeinu Yoyin and the Ran holds achila is different, that even though his masalik is handsome eating, and even if he took his masalik the table, if he wants to continue to eat, he doesn't have to make another bracha, because as long as he didn't wash his hands, he's not considered the gamri masalik from eating. Arachayim simakuf samavav sifal says, some say, you don't have to be careful from asu between the tila and the moitzi, some say you have to be nizer, and it's better to be nizer, and if he waited a long time, till he walks 22 hours, that's called a hefzer. The Rambam in Brachas Perek Daled Halachit Beis says, Shabbos Yom Tov and the Suda after your lead blood, and when you go out of the bathhouse, and all these things, a person is Kaveh Suda and wine. He made Brach on the wine before the Mazin, part is the wine that he drinks even after the meal before he makes Bix of Mazin. But the rest of the days is to make another Brach in the beginning, a new Brach of Bix of Mazin after Bix of Mazin. If wine came out of the meal, everyone makes their own Brach because the Beis Ablia is not Ponoi that they should answer on, because people are still eating. And he doesn't part of the wine that's after the Muslim. The Rambam, Perek Yiral of Halachi Yod Beis, the same, the Rambam says, many people got together to eat bread or to drink wine, and one of them made a bracha and everyone answered Amen, then they're all allowed to eat or drink. But if they didn't have kavana to eat, like as one, each one come by their own, each one comes in his own, even though they're eating from one bread, everyone has to make their own benching. When is it? Speaking of bread and wine alone. But other food and drinks, you don't need a seva. And if one made a bracha and they all answer Amen, they all eat and drink together. Even though they didn't have kavana to be mesav as one. The Ravid says, Tamiya, why did they leave over the ikad amr that smashra kontribechim pasviyayin helps a seva? But other things doesn't help a seva and everyone has to make a bracha and that's a tema. The Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simon, Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yud Aleph says, if there are two or many people, one guy makes a bracha for all of them, dafka, if they were a hesav, that's kaba. Or a balabai, so this household is considered a seva. Or they're sitting without a seva, since they're not kavua, everyone makes a bracha by themselves. And if they said, let's eat here, or go to that place, since they prepared a place for eating, that's kavua, even without a seva. Today, where we don't have a seva, I was sitting down at one table, or without a table, but one cloth is considered kavias. Even the chabura is considered, their hesav, is considered a chabura, is considered like a hesav. Even if they were covered makra to lachilas and the balavayas with his bnei beisa, doesn't help unless they sat down at one table or one cloth. The last halacha of mem aleph amid aleph. I'm sorry, mem beis amid aleph. Erchaim Simon Reish Yud Gimel Sif Aleph says on all fruits and other things except for bread and wine, if they're eating were two or more, one guy potters his friend even without a seva, but they have to sit. Dafka bread and wine needs a seva. The dun, our sitting is like a seva to do. And the fizel is done that we don't have a seva. There's no chilek between bread and wine and other things. When you're sitting, even bread and wine, one guy makes a bracha for all of them. If they're not sitting, other things, nami, everyone makes a bracha on themselves. This is what we said, that one guy makes a bracha for all of them, there's other things except for bread. That's dafka, bracha rashayna, but bracha achayna, they have to divide. And everyone makes their own bracha because there's no zima for fruit. And there must be some say that of all things except for bread and wine doesn't help a seva, who had any she would have done. Therefore, they were knowing today with payers that everyone makes a bracha themselves, but it creates on their own. Dafman based on the halachas. The Rambam in Brachas, Perik, Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel says, if they washed their hands and they dried their hands and they made the bracha of Ixamazim and they brought the Basalim, whoever benched, he makes a bracha on the b'sam and everyone answers amen. And the Ravid says, even though they didn't bench b'sam, if after the suda, the gadol comes and he benches, even though the gadol gave a shus to someone to make b'sam, is already his shus is gone and the bracha goes back to the gadol, because we didn't say that he he's the one that says that a mugmar only, even though someone's better than him, only if the mugmar comes in the middle of the meal, as it says in the Yishalim. But after the meal, you got to get another time of shush from the gadol to lead everyone in the benching of the mugmar. The Rambam Brachas Perek Dal Alachid Bey says Shabbos Yom Tov Sudas Hakazus Dam, when they come out of the Merchats, or when a person is kriyas Suda on the wine. If he made a bracha on the wine before the Muslim, it's part of the wine that he drinks after the Muslim, before he makes bricks on the Muslim. But on other days, he has to make another bracha, like a tchil on the wine, that's after the meal. If wine came in the middle of the meal, everyone makes a bracha on themselves, because Beis Ablia, the place where the swallow is not clear, they should answer Amen, and it doesn't part of the wine that's after the meal. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet Sif Dalet says, if it's clear to drink before the meal, he doesn't have to make a bracha on the wine that's in the middle of the meal, because the wine that's before the meal patas, and so to wine of Kiddush patas wine that's inside the meal. And so to someone makes Avdolah by the table, patas the wine that's inside the meal, in the middle of the meal. Some say, Birchas Yayin Bracha Avdolah patas, doesn't patter unless he washes his hands before Avdala. Therefore, someone makes Avdala before Natila should be mechav, not to be moitz liayin. That's the middle of the meal. But David, if it was not kavana, it patters the wine with sechasoda, because the suffix brachas, we pass from mahakal. The Rambam brachas perek dalet alach yidbei says, Shabbos yontav, this alacha we already said, so we're not going to say it again. The Rambam in brachas perek dalet alach avav says, if you made a bracha on the bread, he patas the side dishes that you eat with them, bread, the cooked foods or fruits or the like. But if you made a bracha on the side dishes, it doesn't pat the bread. If you made a bracha on a maisa kedera, like a pot, a farina, he patas any cooked item. If you made a bracha on the tafshil, it doesn't pat the maisa kedera. Arachayim, Simon, Kufayim, Zayin, Sif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says if you made a bracha on the bread, he patas the papyrus, meaning even the small pieces of bread that he attached them with, he put them together with soup or with honey. If he made a bracha on the side dish, he doesn't pater the bread. So the Mechaba Paskins like Taisus, not like Rashi, that we're speaking about Pastanuma. And the Ramah says, if you made a bracha on the papyrus, it paters the Mayan Sekadera, because that's a Kasir Chetzibah. So too, if you made a bracha on the Mayan Sekadera, paters the papyrus, they pater each other since they have the same bracha. The Rambam Brachas Perek Aleph Alochi Yudbei says, many people that got together to eat bread or to drink wine, and one of them made a bracha, and they all answered Amen, they are all mutter to eat or drink. But if they didn't have kavana to eat in one as one, only each one came on their own, even though they're eating from one bread, everyone makes their own bracha. That's all speaking about bread and wine and all, only. But other things, drinks, eating food and drink, you don't need a seva. And if one guy makes a bracha and they all answer Amen, they all eat and drink, even though they didn't have kavana to do a seva like one. The Ravid argues and says, "And Tamua, why did he didn't bring the ikadama, the Mashar Rabbi Yechanan, that pasi yai that helps a seva, but other things it doesn't help a seva, and everyone makes their own bracha, and that's a chumra." Okay, and there Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sima Kuf Samazayin Sif Yud Aleph. If there are two or more people make a bracha for one of them, and dafke if they were has seva, which is their keva, or about boss with his household, it's considered a seva. But if they're all sitting without a seva, since they're not kavua, each one has to make their own bracha. And if they said, let's eat there, or let's eat in this place, since they were prepared a place to eat, that's a kva, even without a seva. Today, where we don't have a seva, I was sitting at one table, or without a table, but on one cloth, one tablecloth is a kviyas. Even the chavur that said, their hesev is like, it's like a hesev. And according to us, even if they kviyam mokom v'chros v'abai, so it doesn't help, unless they sat at one table or one tablecloth. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Mem Beis.